Welcome back to Money and Your Life. It's now time to introduce another one of my experts, family lawyer Maria Rigoli from Rigoli Lawyers. Maria, welcome.
Hi Chris, thanks for having me.
Maria, before I introduce you to this week's guest, I'd like to ask you, what is the most common question that you're asked during a separation or divorce?
Chris, probably the most common question we would get would be about the client's property entitlements and you know, what happens to the house? Do I have to sell the house? How much do I have to pay my ex? How is everything else divided? That's usually the most common question.
Well, earlier on in the show, I was speaking to Celeste and she had some technical family law questions that she had. And I'd like you to answer some of her questions, please.
Sure.
Hi, Maria. I have some property with my partner, my ex-partner, and I'm not sure how that's divided now that we're separated.
Okay. With property division, there's a four-step approach, and the first step is to look at all of your assets, not just a block of land or a home, all sorts of things like superannuation, cars, money in the bank, investments, things like that. So apart from the actual assets, the debts that go with them or additional debts like credit cards, they are all pulled in together to eventuate into a net asset pool. That's the first step before we can even look at, you know, what percentage do I get. Once that's ascertained, once we know exactly what that is, the next step is to look at the history of the relationship. At the beginning of the relationship, what did either of you come in with? Did you have any special contributions, perhaps from your side of the family or his side of the family? And during the relationship, what were your contributions, both financial and non-financial? So things like the salary that came into the household, any special gifts from family, even things like perhaps an in-law was allowing you to live with them rent-free for a period of time. Those sort of things are looked at. And then there's the non-financial aspects, such as looking after children so the other partner can go off to work, household duties, cooking, cleaning, that sort of thing. All of those contributions are looked at, and also contributions after a separation as well, just in case one of the parties has paid, say for instance, a whole lot of council rates that were overdue, but they actually related to the period of the relationship. Thirdly, what you look at then is what are each of your future needs? So one of you might be severely financially disadvantaged, have the children living with you, be in poor health, you know, that might give rise to a little bit more in the property settlement. And finally, the last step in the four-step process is to work out, once there is some sort of division sorted worked out, is that a fair result overall? Now, it's not a mathematical approach, but there are a lot of cases which will, you know, probably very similar to yours, and I'll be able to give you advice about what is the likely outcome for you.
Maria, a question. I sat down earlier with Celeste going through her budget, and there wasn't much surplus cash to be able to fund a legal battle or legal costs in general. What is the cheapest element that Celeste can go down in terms of family law help?
Okay, I think first of all, it's a good idea if you can't see a lawyer, private paid lawyer, to try to see a qualified lawyer that you could perhaps see for first consult without charge. A lot of private lawyers would do that. There is also Victoria Legal Aid. They may give you initial advice, but just be aware that they don't fund property disputes. They will fund some child disputes, but not property disputes. The Law Institute of Victoria has a referral service where you can get an appointment with a lawyer in this area to get some advice without paying for that first consult. And there are a lot of online resources and websites, and you know, authorities and agencies like the Family Law Courts, Centrelink, Department of Human Services, Child Support Agency. That'll give you a general overview and grounding, but it's not a substitute for tailored advice to your unique situation. So that's a start. Secondly, I'd highly recommend mediation. And mediation at one of the centres like Relationships Australia is an excellent service that can deal with both property and children.
Yep. Another question, Marie. Generically, you know, Celeste hasn't got children, but for the viewers at home, what do people do when they've got kids involved in such a battle such as this?
Well, the mediation services help a lot, and in fact the parties are probably going to have to use them before they can even go to court, because they're required to get a certificate to show that they've tried mediation. There are some exceptions. If there is violence or urgency, then you can go straight to court. But in most instances, you would have to get that certificate to show that you at least made an attempt at mediation. Even if the other party doesn't turn up, at least you made an attempt. So start at mediation, see if you can sort out any differences. It's a good idea to get legal advice before you go to the mediation, just so you know what is a likely entitlement and likely outcome if it did go to court for the parenting arrangements. And also, if you do reach agreement, if you're fortunate enough to reach agreement, be aware that any agreements reached in those mediations are not binding. So to have it made binding, you would need to get the proper documents done. And normally the mediation centres would let you know this anyway, and you should see a lawyer to get those documents done and have them binding, so whatever you've agreed to is actually enforceable.
Maria, that was great family law advice. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Chris.
And I hope our viewers took something from it. Celeste, I hope your questions have been answered.
They have helped. Yep. Thank you.
Stay tuned, because after the break, we'll see how Celeste has gone since contacting Money and Your Life.